The bass fishing business is changing very rapidly, and it seems like just right around the corner, everything seems to have changed within the last couple of years. And what maybe goes unnoticed is what happens to the suppliers and the people in the back room that maybe do the boat wraps or maybe take care of tournament shirts. And I thought I'd call my good buddy Todd Hamill at Gemini Sport Marketing and have him on the show with us today. And Todd, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Terry.
Well, Todd, I guess the first thing is, you know, you guys supply just about all the pro shirts out there. I know you supply at least a lot of them. And, you know, with the things changing and sponsorships changing and some of that, that's probably had to make your job a little bit more cumbersome.
Well, it certainly added a few more challenges to it. That's definitely the case for us. Just keeping up with things has been interesting, to say the least.
Well, you know, it's been funny because in the last 2 years, I've seen more changes than I did probably in the 15 prior to it from the bass fishing business. And they're not necessarily all bad. You know, when you start thinking about guys changing sponsors, upgrading their sponsorship roles, some of those kind of things, which you're kind of taking care of with their shirts or maybe a boat wrap, there's some things that are really positive in our sport.
Yes, there is. In fact, all the changes from our perspective at Gemini Sport Marketing, we kind of like them. It keeps us busy and it keeps us on our toes, but we always seem to want to be on the front side and take care of all of these guys that have issues and need them right away.
Maybe folks don't know, but it takes a while to put a shirt together. It's not just sewing a bunch of names on a shirt. You really got to organize. You really have to get it put together, and each individual angler has a way that they want it done, don't they?
They sure do, and they have real strict contract issues, and it's kind of our responsibility to understand those. And now with the changes going on in all the different circuits, it's really our role and our position to understand what those all are, because the angler really relies on us to make sure that they're getting it right. And the last thing we want to do is cost an angler some contingency dollars.
Well, there's no doubt about it. You know, we're much like NASCAR. I know that a lot of people want to model bass fishing after NASCAR, but when you look at contingencies, you look at having that logo front and center, being able to support your sponsors, you guys are integral in that.
We don't want to be considered an embroidery shop or a custom shop. We work real hard at being totally focused in the professional angler business. So whether it be a pro or a sponsor or a manufacturer involved in the industry, we want to make sure that we're a partner just as much and understand what their issues are.
Well, you know, you think about it and you look at, you know, some of the shirts from where the old days, you know, guys used to sew patches on or have grandma or somebody do it, and it was really a collage of kind of almost a mess. Now you guys have been able to really engineer a shirt that becomes part of a uniform, and it really looks like, you know, each individual angler has their own kind of their own personality in their shirt.
Yeah, that's the fun part of the business is that, you know, it started off as the patches and the vests, and it's really escalated to a plain colored shirt with a couple of embroidered logos on it that weren't very fancy. Now they're real specific. There's some real issues with color and sizes and location. And I'll tell you this, is I've got probably the best staff in the country that really knows why they're putting it on and where it has to go and what color it has to be and when they need it. I think we're the expert at shipping shirts across the country to hotel rooms.
Well, there's no doubt about it because we've had to do that here at Bass Fan a few times. You've taken care of our shirts as well. You know, Todd, this business is really changing, and we had an announcement from FLW today on a new Elite Series that they're going to come out with. It's a five-event field. But, you know, you look at what Bass has got with their Elite group, and now you've got a kind of an Elite group with FLW. That really, from a dynamic standpoint, from the people in the back room, it makes it so your job even becomes even a little bit more convoluted, I would think.
What it does is there's all these different timelines now is that if an angler is fishing two different circuits, let's say, we're an event-based business, which means if you miss that day, you cost these guys some dollars. And it's very important for us to understand with all the different tournaments going on in the same kind of time frame that we're not sending stuff to the wrong places and that we're making sure that we got these guys covered.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, and Bass has been around for 35 years plus, FLW not quite as long, but they continue to raise the purses a lot. You look at now, you talk about the Bassmaster Classic or the FLW Championship, now the Forest Elwood Cup that's going to be coming along in the future here. Those are all events that you're going to want to have your best look forward, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, if you look back, reflect with me a little bit if you can, the history of Gemini Sport Marketing, some of the things that you guys have looked at, and now some of the new things that you can do.
Well, what we started off with, we were a fishing accessory company. Started off as a college project for the owner, Scott and Marty Glorvigan, and they're professional wall anglers, and they needed shirts to look better, to promote their sponsors better. That's really where it started, in the embroidery side. Then we've kind of taken it on. We've embraced the tournament angler, the professional fisherman, and that's really our lion's share. That's what we do, not to say that we don't do other things in other industries, but that's primarily our bread and butter. The other thing that we kind of got into is we've done a lot of media for our own sponsors. We have our own television and radio as well, as we've started to dabble in the boat wrap business, the truck and boat wrap business. And that one's just starting now. I know there's a lot of people that, and definitely the need has come forward rather quickly. We're trying to take care of everybody that has a total look. Not only you can incorporate the same truck and boat wrap look into your shirt as a backdrop, which you see a few of them around, started about last year or 2 years ago, where it's just kind of there. We're trying to bring that forward, and everybody needs to look unique, particularly now with the elite business.
Well, there's no question about it. When you look at that, you know, you can have a boat, a truck, your apparel, everything can be unique, and it also brings that visibility, which all these guys need to be able to get secure those good sponsors.
Yeah, that's the fun part for us. I mean, kind of seeing something new every time. And we see a lot of shirts come through here with all the stuff that we're doing. And we, just to clarify something, Terry, we don't do the cut and sew. We work with a lot of wonderful manufacturers to build the shirts, and we help assist in the design work. And then they'll send it back to us, and we'll take care of all the logo work as per Angler. We treat every shirt one at a time with the same importance for each guy. We build everything one at a time.
Well, that's a great way to be. You know, when you look at this thing, and you can tell that by the designs and some of those kind of things. Now, you also take care of a lot of weekend guys as well. You talked about the pro people, but you've got a lot of weekend guys that come to you for their shirts and stuff as well.
Yeah, that's a growing part of our business. And the more tournament circuits that come up, or weekend deals or club circuits, we're happy to take care of all of them because everybody has a need. And we just like to see the sport be more professional. That's part of why we got into it.
Well, I'm not going to lead you here, but, you know, you're a spectator and a fan just like I am, and you look at what's going on in our business right now, and kind of give me your take. Is it positive? Is it negative? I mean, do we need both tours? Where are we at right now, Todd, from your perspective?
You were asking me to get on my soapbox a little?
Yeah, go ahead. Have at it.
My personal take on it, and I'm probably a big fish head as anybody you talk to, Terry, and I would have to say that, you know, nobody likes change. I do, but nobody likes change on a regular basis. And a lot's happened in the last 6 to 8 months. And personally, I think it's good for the sport. I think that we're going to see some things that maybe we haven't thought of. I think that we're growing. We're going through growing pains. I think everything's going to be really good after this. I think that with Bass, what they're doing, and then with the new stuff with FLW, series, I'm real excited about it. I just think there's more opportunities for more guys to get involved and get to a level that they can become a household name at some point. At least I think that's the goal.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head very quickly is the fact that, you know, we're adverse to change, but sometimes change can be really positive and it can raise the bar a bit. And I know Bass was trying to do that with their Elite Series, and I know they're really, you know, vigorously trying to get out there. Now with FLW kind of getting into the fray, competition is good as well.
It sure is. And, you know, and to say this, too, is that, you know, we've been fortunate enough to you know, have all these guys as customers, but I don't think of them as customers. They've become friends. You've become friends. It's very important for us to take care of people and not let them down, and we take that very, very seriously here, and it's a great group of people. And I say guys, and I don't want to forget the ladies out there with the new Women's Bass Tour. I'm excited for everything. I think that's just everything is just it's exploding at this point. It's just a matter of managing it. I know we're going to be real busy for the next 3-4 months taking care of all these new issues.
Well, you're going to have a few shirts that are going to have to be done much quicker than what we maybe have thought in the prior days. But, you know, Todd, I guess it's just one of those things we're going to have to let things play out and hope that both leagues survive it the way they need to and that they're able to do the great things and keep the anglers fishing. That's really what it's all about.
That sure is. And it's just fun to be part of it. It's just, you know, like you and I talk, this isn't a job for us. This is a lifestyle, and we're just happy to do it.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.